Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
I was taking my boys to school the other day, and it was a super foggy morning. We hadn't had one in a while. I mean, it was super foggy. I mean, visibility was probably 50 feet. I don't know. It was something crazy. It was really hard to see. But what was so interesting is I was driving the boys to school in this, and I had a thought, you know, I'll say God spoke to me, and I know that doesn't make sense to a lot of people. It's not an audible voice. But God just kind of put a thought in my head. And then later that day, it's just, you know, it's funny how God works. When He's trying to tell you something, He tells you multiple times over and over until you know, it sinks in. I opened my Instagram direct message on this one account that I have for the first time in a while, and a very good friend of mine, one of my five, who's a life speaker and dreamer and doer, she had sent me this video from Bethel Worship, and it confirmed, it said it was the same message that God, the same thought that God had put into my mind when I was driving in the fog, taking my boys to school. And so I wanted to share it with you today, because it was just, it's just, you know, I'm in a season where God is confirming a lot of things. Things that I've been saying for months, God is now confirming, so much confirmation. And so I want to give this to you in case you've been praying things, maybe this will be your confirmation as well. So, driving along in the fog, you know, obviously you can't see very far ahead, but typically you're driving on a road that you have driven a million times. You know, this was not a new road. I drive the boys to school every day. We go the same way every day. So even though the fog was so dense and I couldn't see where the road was going, or even if the road continued, I knew that it did. I mean, instinctively, it wasn't even anything that I thought about. I didn't even worry about the road I was driving on, whether it would continue or if it would drop off, or, you know, I wasn't worried. And, you know, I was just driving along and I had that thought, and God said, this is how you should live life as well. Because, you know, if you are a believer, if you are a Christian and you're in a relationship with Jesus, even if it's been for a short time, or even if it's something that you're exploring, you can look back in your life and you can start to connect the dots pretty quickly. You can see how God orchestrated things to bring you to where you're at right now. You can see how He came through in situations that you prayed about, you know, and how He designed all of this. And it's just, if you look back through the lens of God working in your life, you can really start to see that. I've shared with you before, I even keep my God things in my notes, in my phone. I've started writing down all of the times when I know when something happens, and I know it was God. It was God's faithfulness, and He was being faithful and providing for me, or you know, intervening in a situation. I write it down. I keep it in my notes app in my phone so that I can always look back and remind myself, you know, God is faithful every single time. So this morning, driving in the fog, you know, I wasn't worried that the road was going to end. And that's how we should live life, is even though we can't see, and sometimes it gets really cloudy, sometimes in life we don't know what God is sitting up there doing. Like, we do not understand, why are we on this particular road? Why is this the path? Why are these things happening? And the fog is really dense. But you know what? God never changes, and God is faithful. And we know that we can continue. We can continue down this path, trusting God, following where He leads. It doesn't matter that we can't see the road. We know it's there because God has always been faithful. We know that there is a path and a plan, even if we can't see it, even if it is so dense, the fog is so dense, it's so clouded in our minds. That's okay, because God is faithful and He has the road laid out before us, even though we can't see it. So that was a message driving to school. And then I come home and I open Instagram, and Christy had sent me this video from Bethel Worship. And it was, I don't remember which singer was in the video, but she was explaining it in a different way. She said there are times in life when it feels like you're climbing a mountain and you're in the trees. And you know how on a mountain, there is a point on a legit mountain where there's a tree line. Like, the trees stop, and then there's no more trees because you're, I don't know, too high up. There's got to be a reason for that, but there's a tree line, and there's no more trees. And when you get out of the trees and you're on top of the mountain, you can see for miles. So she was explaining, you know, when you're in the trees, when you're climbing the mountain and you're in the trees, you feel like you are never going to reach the tree line. You know, if you're a hiker out there, if you're a backpacker, then you probably relate to this. You know, if you're doing a pretty strenuous hike, it feels like you are never going to ever get to the tree line and be able to see the top of that mountain. But it always happens. If you keep going, you will get to the tree line, and everything will clear. The trees will not be blocking your vision anymore, and you'll be able to see for miles, and you'll be able to see what God was doing all along. And at that point, He may even increase your vision and dreams because of how far you can see once you get through that tree line and you can see really far. What the thing that she said at the very end of that video that I'll leave you with as well today is, she said, if it's not good yet, then God's not done. And I just love that. That is such confirmation of so much that God has been speaking into my life and over my team and my personal life. If it's not good yet, God's not done. So if you are in the trees, if you are in the fog, just know that you can continue. There will be a tree line. There is a road laid out in front of you. And all we have to do is continue to move, continue to move forward, continue to trust God. We will eventually get to that tree line and be able to see for miles. We will eventually get to the point where the fog lifts and God reveals what was ahead the whole time. But if we stop now, or if we give up or doubt, we will never get to that point. We won't ever see what it was all for, what He was bringing us through all of this for. So I'll leave you today with, if it's not good yet, God's not done. Love you guys.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.